news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan comes to us this week from Huntington Beach, California, and her preaching is entitled, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. With God on our side, who can be against us? Since God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up to benefit us all, we may be certain, after such a gift, that he will not refuse anything he can give. Could anyone accuse those that God has chosen? When God acquits, could anyone condemn? Could Jesus Christ? No. He not only died for us, he rose from the dead, and there at God's right hand he stands and pleads for us. Nothing, therefore, can come between us and the love of Christ. Even if we are troubled or worried or being persecuted or lacking food or clothes or being threatened or even attacked, as Scripture promised, for your sake we are being massacred daily and reckoned as sheep for the slaughter. These are the trials through which we triumph, by the power of him who loved us. For I am certain of this, neither death nor life, no angel, no prince, nothing that exists, nothing still to come, not any power or height or depth, nor any created thing can ever come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord. Today's first reading from Paul's letter to the Romans is a passage we could read over slowly every day and allow the meaning to sink in and penetrate our whole being. For me, some of the saddest experiences I have had on a few occasions as a spiritual guide is listening to the tortured questions and reflections of persons suffering religious scrupulosity. I hear their deep doubts, anxieties, fears, worries, and deep, unrelenting spiritual and psychological pain. I have always found myself helpless to convince them of my own faith and beliefs in a loving God. I think of those who I have met who suffer in this way. As I hear in this passage a summary of my own beliefs and the source of spiritual hope in my life. If God is for us, who can be against us? God will look after us just as God has done for Jesus, his Son, awarding him with resurrection. God even acquits us. And Jesus now speaks up for us on our behalf like an advocate. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ, from the love of God. Nothing we can possibly think of that is bad about ourselves or a hindrance or an obstacle. No failure or sin or omission or defect. None of our addictions, none of it has the possibility of cutting us off from the love of God in Christ Jesus. An American poet and writer, Anna Bartlett Warner, wrote a poem in 1859, a poem which was later put to music and which has become one of the most popular hymns of all times, expressing so simply the theology of St. Paul that we have just heard. The title of the poem and the title of the song is Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Today we ask for the grace to live with this assurance and confidence. We ask St. Paul to intercede for all of us who at various times find ourselves doubting God's love and mercy given to us through Jesus. And together we pray for communal healing in this regard.
Oh, 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 oh.